Granny's Evan, I believe that's our ring.
I don't, Islam. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Hello? Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, the first evening's work on the Mars rocket ship resulted in very little actual progress on its construction. Abner was all set with hammer and nails, but Professor Sloan's scientific approach to the problem seemed not only to slow down the building activity, but to undo what had already been done. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum just entering Squire Skimp's bond and real estate office.
Oh, good morning, Lum. Good morning. Come in.
What's your back, Squire?
Here, just sit right down here, Lum. I'll be through in just a minute.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, you got my message all right, I see.
Yeah. Well, what you want to see me about, Squire?
Just let me finish this letter here, Lum. I'll be right with you. Some congressional committee in Washington wrote me for my opinion on a certain matter. I hate to keep waiting, you know.
Yeah, don't keep waiting.
Yes, business.
I hope this won't take too long, though, Squire. Left Grand Happy Spears in charge of the store. Abner's over at the observatory working on the... Well, he's over there.
Yes. That way around, too, right now. A couple of rubber stamps here, and I got it. All ready to go. Say, Abner's at the observatory, huh?
Yeah.
Working on a rocket ship, I presume.
Rocket ship? How did you find out about that?
Why, Professor Sloan told me about it, Lum. Strictly in confidence, of course.
Oh.
Wanted my advice in connection with some details concerning the ship. Well, that's quite a project you're undertaking there, Lum.
Yeah, I reckon it is, Squire. Us scientifics have to undertake such projects, though. It's for the advancement of astronomy.
Oh, yes, you're right, Lum. And I congratulate you on your courage in attempting such a bold venture.
Well, much obliged, Squire.
As a matter of fact, that's what I want to talk to you about, this trip to Mars. Now, I assume that you're running into quite a bit of expense, aren't you, Lum?
Well, to be right honest, Squire, it is starting to cost more than I figured it would.
Mm-hmm.
We're using mostly old lumber and second-hand wheels to build it out of, but Professor Sloan keeps setting up a lot of other stuff we have to buy for it.
Hmm.
Oxygen tanks and all kinds of devices for measuring the air up there and the weather and I don't know what else.
Yes, well, the professor has the right idea, Lum. If you're going to make the trip, why, you might as well gather all the scientific data that you can.
Yeah, get all of what?
All the information you can.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, how's the ship coming along?
Well, not very fast so far.
Well,
that's why I've got Abner over there working on it now while Professor Sloan's at the schoolhouse.
Mm-hmm.
See, the professor's an awful smart man, Squire, and a good talker, but seems like when he's around, nothing gets done hardly.
Yes, well, it's best not to rush these things anyway, Lum. But now, getting back to the expense, I believe I have an excellent plan that will defray all your expenses and ensure the success of your expedition to Mars.
You have,
Yes. It requires two things, Lum. One, that you'll appoint me as your manager, and two, that we'll sell stock in you and Abner.
Sell stock in us?
Yes.
Well, that's ridiculous, Squire. Nobody ain't going to want to buy me and Abner. Besides, I don't believe we'd want to put ourselves up for sale.
Well, now, wait till I'm out and explain. You see, after you completed this expedition, you and Abner are going to be wealthy men.
Wealthy?
Oh, my ears.
Well, now, that's ridiculous, too, Squire. We ain't making no money out of this trip. Fact is, it's costing us quite a bit to make it.
Well, yes, I know, Lum, but the point is that after it's over, you and Abner are going to be the two most talked-of men in the country. And the professor, too, of course, but mostly you and Abner. And as a result, they're going to be flooded with offers.
What kind of offers?
Why, Lum, from motion picture companies, book publishers, magazines, everyone will be clamoring for your amazing story.
Granny, they will.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I never thought about that before.
Why, you'll be in demand for vaudeville engagements, lectures, endorsements, everything.
Endorsements?
Yes.
What do you mean by that?
Why, big companies will be willing to pay you huge sums of money, Lum, to endorse their product. Sign a statement to the effect that you use that particular article of merchandise.
Oh, I see. They actually pay for that?
Oh, yes, yes. As a matter of fact, I already have a tentative deal lined up for you now, Lum. I can get you $500 if you and Abner will sign a statement that you wore Dr. Pascoe's patented no-rum precision bunion pads exclusively on your trip to Mars.
Bunion pads?
Yes.
Well, me or Abner, neither one ain't got no bunions.
Well,
you don't need them things.
It won't hurt you to wear them, Mom. They might help to keep your feet warm. It gets pretty cold up there anyway, you know. But we can decide definitely on that later on. What I want you to consider right now is appointing me your manager.
Oh, well, I'll tell you, Squire, I don't believe me and Abner are going to need no manager.
Now, Lum, those offers are going to come flying into you thick and fast.
Yeah, but I don't...
And some of them are going to be fraudulent. Now, you've got to exercise a great deal of caution.
Yeah, well, I think I can handle all that myself.
Well, yes, I know you could, Lum, and you'd do an excellent job of it, too, as brilliant as you are. But the point is, it wouldn't look good.
Wouldn't look good.
Well, I know it would make you appear rather, small time.
Small time, huh?
Yes, and I use the word advisedly, cheap. Now, I know you wouldn't want to give that impression.
No, of course not.
You're too big a man for that, Lum. So, now, how about it? You want to sign this managerial contract or not?
Well, I don't know, Squire.
Don't forget, Lum, I have some wonderful contacts. Contacts that'll do you men an awful lot of good.
Yeah, I know you have, but to be right honest, Squire, I ain't convinced you're that fella to be our manager.
Why, Lum, you've known me for a long time. You know of my high standards and reputation. Know of my honest character. Never gamble, never... pardon me, I believe that was my phone.
Go ahead and answer, Squire.
Yeah, thank you, Lum. Hello, M.K. Skimp, Bonds Real Estate and Insurance. Oh, yes. What's good today? Princess Belmont in the sixth, huh?
Princess Belmont?
Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds all right. Where did he put 10 on her nose and then let me know, Joe? All right. All right. Goodbye.
Did you say Princess Belmont?
Yes, Lum. That is, Now, right there. There's an example right there of the class of people I manage. That call was from Hollywood telling me that my client, Princess Belmont, has just been signed to star in her sixth picture.
Six?
Oh, yes.
I do not. Well, what was that about putting 10 on her nose?
Oh, just merely a technical expression, Lum. To be honest, I was suggesting that the makeup department put a number 10 makeup on her nose, that she has a rather prominent nose, you see.
Oh. It seemed like I've heard that name somewhere before.
Well, how about this manager's contract, Lum?
Well, before I sign anything, think about this stock we're going to sell.
Well, now, that order's very simple. All we need to do is to form the Lum and Abner Mars Expedition Corporation. I can handle the legal end of that myself, and then we'll sell stock to the various select people here in Pine Ridge.
Is that legal?
If we incorporate it, it is. And then you see the money we take in from the sale of stock will defray all your expenses and do this thing upright. Make the expedition a credit to the world of science.
But wait a minute. I don't want other folks putting up their money for us to make this trip on.
Well, they're putting up their money as an investment. As soon as you're back from Mars and all that money starts rolling in, you're going to start paying all those good people big returns on their small investments. Why, they'll get a big dividend check every month, every week, maybe.
Oh, yeah, I'm beginning to get the idea of this now.
Oh, yes, Lum.
Well, are you sure we'll be able to do that for them?
Why, Lum, they'll get back 10, 20, maybe even 100 times the amount to invest with us.
They will, huh?
Why, yes, indeed.
Yes, I sure love to see everybody in town get a good deal like
that. That's the reason I had the idea, Lum.
I know the Masters and Sea Trunks could use some extra money mighty handy, right?
Best place in the world for them to get.
A lot of others, too.
Oh, yes.
Wish I could be sure about this, though.
Well, it just all depends on how well you're managed. If it's done right, there's no limit to the amount you can make for your investors. So, now, what do you say, Lum? How about signing the contract?
Well, I still think we could make just as much with me doing the managing.
Lum, I told you how that would look. You'll never be able to command the respect or the prices if you try to do it yourself. And you've seen for yourself the high-class type of people that I manage.
Yeah, that's true, I reckon, but still...
Now, Lom, my advice to you is...
Belmont, Princess Belmont.
What's that?
I'd swear I've heard or saw that name somewhere.
Oh, you undoubtedly have, Lom. Princess Belmont is quite famous. Has her picture in the paper every once in a while. Now, about this contract.
Belmont, that name keeps running through my mind, Jordan.
Yeah, well, let's forget that now, Lom, and concentrate on your future. Here's a contract right here. I've got the whole made out. All you have to do is just sign on that bottom line right there.
Well, now, there ain't nothing crooked about this, is it?
Why, no, of course not, Lom. You can read the whole thing over and see for yourself. It's all fair and legal. All it does is name me as your manager. And, of course, it requires me to do all that is humanly possible to promote you and Abner to your own best interest.
Says you have to do all that, huh?
Oh, yes, it does, Mom. Here's a pen right here.
Wait a minute. I know where I saw that name before.
What's that?
Princess Belmont's a horse, ain't she? I seen her picture in the paper this morning. Give me the pen, Squire. I'll sign this contract right now.
You mean you're going ahead and sign it after all?
Why, yes, sir. If you can make a movie star out of a horse, you ought to be able to do wonders for me and Abner. Where do I sign?